give you a little bit of an update. Today's weather, very much like yesterday's. So our crews are continuing some good work that they were able to begin yesterday. They have continued to expand and improve upon some direct line construction, both hand line and dozer line along the western flank of the fire. And they're working up northward towards the Spring Creek Reservoir. On the southeast flank of the fire, they have been putting a lot of effort into hot spots in some of that steep terrain, using engines and hand crews where they can, using helicopters to support that and cool off some of the hot spots. And they've also been working on indirect or contingency line construction on that southeast flank, just to ensure that they have a backup plan if something were to heat up. So thus far today, I've not heard of the fire having any significant growth or spread. There's definitely some hot spots that will continue to move and smoke. The main thing we're concerned about yet this afternoon are the potential for thunderstorms and erratic outflow winds, which could certainly affect the heavy fuels and fire spread rate.
Well, Jennifer, is the fire contained at all?
No, and actually, you may start seeing containment percentages go up. The reason that we still had it listed at 0% as of this morning was because even though they had started line construction yesterday, our operations folks do not consider containment line until they feel very sure that it's quite secure.
What is the size of the fire as of 3:20 this afternoon?
Well, as of 3:20 this afternoon, I don't have any infrared updates or flights to tell me what's changed. So I suspect that there will be change, but this morning we were sitting at 5,263 acres.
What do you think is working best?
So I can tell you right now that the reason that we haven't seen the exponential growth that we did the day and evening of July 4th has most to do with weather. The reason that we were seeing that extreme fire behavior and exponential growth on the 4th of July had so much to do with the outflow winds that we were getting from thunder cells that were clear over near Denver that were completely unexpected, in combination with the fact that we had relative humidities, 3% reported on the fire line. When we have humidity, relative humidity that low, combined with winds, it is just a recipe for exponential fire growth.
Well, what do listeners need to know this afternoon going into the evening about evacuation notices or what they might expect to see this evening?
So if you haven't heard already, there is a public meeting this evening at the Basalt High School at 6 p.m. The second thing I need to tell people is that their individual county sheriff's offices are going to be the primary source of information when it comes to evacuation. I would suggest if you're in Eagle County, you need to be not only on the Eagle County alert system, but you should be checking the Eagle County Sheriff Facebook page for updates. And the same would be true if you're in Garfield or Pitkin County. We will try to repost that information from the sheriff's office as soon as we obtain it, but they are the first and best source because they are the ones that are responsible for evacuations or lifting evacuations.
Anything else you'd like to add about the Lake Christine fire, Jennifer Kostich?
The big thing I really want to push today is that yesterday we got word that we had another drone or unmanned aircraft intrusion into our fire area. And I need to reiterate to the public that it's an extreme matter of aviation safety that we cannot fly. We actually have to ground our aircraft if a drone intrusion occurs into our temporary flight restriction. And it's because we have so many helicopters in the air. We have air attack in the air managing those helicopters and retardant planes if needed. And if they have to sit down on the ground because of a drone intrusion, then that puts our firefighters at risk, and it also limits our capability of being able to protect structures and infrastructure on the ground.
Thank you very much for your work, Jennifer Kostich, and we'll look forward to talking to you as the weekend progresses.
Okay, thanks, Amy. Have a good day.